We've been talking on the topic of balance, and this week I wanted to speak on the topic of balancing sense gratification and renunciation. The dangerous word. I don't like to hear that word, renunciation. It scares me. So let's first talk about sense gratification. Prabhupada uses the word a lot. You'll find in Bhagavad Gita, if you go to the index, the word is used a lot. And often devotees say, sense gratification is a misnomer. There is no such thing as sense gratification. You can't gratify your senses. So that's partially true. But in the sense we're speaking about it tonight, it's not entirely true. Okay, we know ultimately the senses, no matter what you give the senses, you'll want more. There's a, I don't know if it's a Chanaka aphorism, but there's an aphorism that says there are four things that people have never been satisfied with in the past. They are not satisfied with in the present, and in the future, they'll never be satisfied with. Who can guess the four things? One, ek, do, tin, char. Ek. Only four. Who can guess? Like to guess one? Anybody? Four things that people in the past have never been satisfied, completely satisfied with, presently are not completely satisfied with, and in the future will never be completely satisfied with. Who could guess? One of the four. Yes? Wealth, money. Does anybody have enough money? Most people don't have enough. No matter how much they have, it's not enough, is it? Very few people actually have enough money in their mind. At any rate, even if you